You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geeked Out on PodcastJuice.net. I'm going to give you my quick 5-minute review of Man of Steel. I just saw it about 20 minutes ago. So let's get into it. Is Man of Steel good? I will say yes with some reservations. It's a well-made movie. Looks fantastic. I thought all the actors did a great job for what they were given to do. There's a lot of action in this movie. You see Superman being Superman. He's, you know, not picking up cars and saving cats. You know, he's actually fighting, flying, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. But I do have some issues with the movie. The way the movie is paced, it's told in a fashion where it's like flashbacks and then present time, which I don't have a problem with, but I do have a problem with, I don't think there was enough time given to develop the character, and I would say even the lead character, Superman. I mean, on one hand, the audience knows the character, but I think in this interpretation of Superman, I feel like we should have been given more of Superman to get into his dilemma. I don't think his dilemma was really fleshed out enough. There was no real change in his character, in my opinion. A lot of it sort of happens a little too fast in his development to be the person that he's supposed to be becoming. I really don't see that he was any different than who he is in the beginning of the movie to who he is in the end. So with that, you know, I did have a little problem with the presentation of the Superman character. In terms of how he looks and what he's doing, they nailed it, you know, and it looks great. This movie is trying to be realistic, but I actually don't think it was realistic enough. And some of the events in it, I sort of question, like, would the government react that way? Would the, you know, it doesn't show enough of the world in terms of how it reacts to the appearance of not only Superman, but of General Zod and these other aliens. So I had a little issue with that. There's a lot of action here, but I feel like there was no real tension in the movie. And I think ultimately about this movie is it lacked the coolness of a superhero blockbuster popcorn movie, right? There's not a lot of action scenes where you would cheer, or, you know, you would like, oh, that was dope, or something was funny. I don't know. It was a movie that I can see if you were to have Christopher Nolan and David Rohr do Superman or a comic book movie, this is what it would be like. They don't make comic book movies, say, like the Avengers, where they are a roller coaster ride and it's a very thrilling experience and it will play to all people and you can watch it over and over again. I would be surprised how kids view this movie. I don't think they would want to see it too many times. It just doesn't play like some of the Marvel movies are fun. There's not really anything fun about this movie. Now, I say that to say I did enjoy this movie, and it's not necessarily that it's dark, but it just doesn't have any heroic sort of stuff in it. Superman is Superman here, but, you know, I think the story is trying to explain or ask the question of, you know, should he make the decision to save humans, or should he, you know, go be a Kryptonian? And I don't really think it answers that. I don't think it gives enough to me of why he would choose to do that. I mean, it gives the most obvious sort of thing, but I just thought they could have went a little deeper with that, considering the people that are involved behind the scenes making this movie. But with that said, go see it for yourself. It is an enjoyable movie. It is definitely worth going to see. But I think that the next Superman movie should be a far greater and more better experience than this. They're trying to put so much into this movie, and the character that we kind of want to see a little bit, you you get a glimpse of him sort of becoming that in this movie, but I don't think it was established of, you know, I think a lot of us are waiting to see Clark Kent and Superman and that whole thing, and he's still sort of becoming that person. Again, you know, and so and some things sort of happen a little earlier than I thought they would be. There are some differences in this interpretation of Superman than others, but I did enjoy those, and I think they put challenges to the characters, and I want to see what they do afterwards. So with that said, check back hopefully by late Sunday, Monday. We will have our official Superman review, and that should be where we're going to go all in, probably spend a couple hours really getting into it. Lastly, I will say there is no reason to stay after the credits. This is not a Marvel movie, so they're not showing any Easter eggs at the end of this. When the movie is over, it's over. You can walk out. Don't waste your time. So that's my quick 5-minute review of Man of Steel. Check it out. Final verdict, it was good, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. All right, peace.